Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Call his wife in 406. Mick Monaco here with you on The Fan on this Monday morning. Reaction Monday. Off of our two football teams. 888-808-1019. Mick Monaco here with you. I got you for another hour as we take you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. Obviously talked a lot of football this morning. The Jets. An incredible, just surprising win. When you take in everything that happened this week, from just go back to the loss, go back to changing quarterbacks at in the third quarter and going to Tyrod Taylor and losing to the lousy Carolina Panthers. Then you get the comments from the owner, just killing Justin Fields. Then you get to everything that went on with the media and the coach and not saying who the quarterback is. We find out on Saturday that Tyrod Taylor's too banged up, the knee's too bad to go, and Justin Fields is back after being dogged by the owner. You find out day of the game, you find out about the tragedy of Nick Mangold's passing at the age of 41 to kidney failure. We talked a lot about that and how what a sad story that is. At 41 years old, but you get that news before the game. You're playing a lousy first half, a typical Jet first half, not much to the offense. You're down 10-0. You're getting beat down the field by Joe Flacco and Ja'Marr Chase. You're losing at halftime. You're down 15 in the fourth quarter, and somehow this offense figures out how to, they're running the ball with Breece Hall. This quarterback played his best game since game one, just looked freer, looked, a lot more just comfortable than he has over the last couple weeks. He makes just enough plays. He throws the touchdown in the first half. He finds a way to make some plays. They run the ball really well and then make enough defensive stops. You get some interesting play calling. You get the halfback pass for the game go-ahead touchdown, the two-point conversions that people are still confused about, which I don't understand. But you get the big two-point conversion, leads to the game-winning kick. Defense with a minute and 50 seconds left, hold them off from doing what almost every team has done against the Giants, that's for sure. But even throughout the NFL, man, you don't need that much yards. You don't need that many yards to get into field goal range. And they do enough to hold off and get a very surprising win off a week full of turmoil. They score, 21 points? In the fourth quarter, They overcome a 15-point deficit. They score 23 points in the fourth quarter. Overcome a 15-point deficit to win 39-38. And the New York Giants have a really tough loss. A tough loss against the Philadelphia Eagles, who beat them 38-20. Cam Scadaboo injured in the game to a devastating injury, a dislocated ankle that he's already had surgery on. He's going to be out for the rest of the year. It was a gruesome, ugly injury for a kid who's been part of this dynamic duo that has changed the organization. That's not hyperbole. The two of them have changed the organization. They can't change the fact they can't stop the run, because that's the story of the actual game here. It's not the bad officiating. It's not the tush-push should be banned, although it should be because they don't know how to officiate it. A terrible non-fumble call. Instead, they elected for forward progress being stopped, which is just asinine. Bad offensive offensive pass interference call, I thought, that took away a touchdown late in the game. But they lost this game because the Eagles are a better team. They lost this game because the defense can't stop the run. You want to complain about the fourth quarter collapse and Shane Bowen and dropping eight? How about the fact that this team can't tackle? How about the fact that the second play of the game, Saquon Barkley breaks it for 60-plus? How about the fact that you get a huge sack from Burns, who is playing some great football? You get a big sack for Burns for like a loss of 16. You get second and 31, and you give up a 32-yard run to Tank Bigsby. Like, that's the problem. And Shane Bowen, who was brought over here, do you remember Hard Knocks? Shane and Dable, like, giddy and chuckling to themselves that they were able to bring in Shane Bowen, who's going to stop, who's known for stopping the run. It's been an embarrassment with this defense for an Eagles team that came in not being able to run the football. An Eagles team, I was worried about the passing attack, considering they were down to Debo and that they were down Holland. And they were playing practice. They lost they had another injury in the defensive backfield and were playing. Guys were on the practice squad earlier in the week. So, yeah, they're dealing with some injuries. Doesn't change the fact that they got their doors blown off in the run game against a team that hasn't been able to run the football all year. But all of that is still secondary, believe it or not, to the continued success of the young quarterback. And there was still enough there for me to feel really good leaving the game about him. To me, season's over when you go to him. It's not about wins and losses anymore. It's about developing the young kid. That's what it is. Now, he won some games. He beat the Chargers. He beat the Eagles. And we got our hopes up. And we started to change what this season was about. We started to think maybe it could be about competing in the division and competing for an NFC playoff spot. That's over now. That loss wasn't just the end of Cam Scadaboo's season. It was the end of the idea that the Giants will compete for a playoff spot. They're not going to at 2-6. That's over. But what's not over is the continued development of this quarterback, and even in losing, and even in not putting up great numbers, one touchdown pass, 193 yards, and probably taking some sacks he shouldn't, and holding on to the ball too much, got lucky with a fumble that could have been a fumble, called an incomplete pass, a little bit of a game that was not his A-plus game, but still made big-time throws, made big plays, still avoids the rush pretty well, and still played winning football. And then after the game, gave some of the best comments and makes me feel more confident that he's the guy on and off the field, that he's the leader we've been waiting for. I feel really good about him. I feel really good about the team moving forward still. We talk a lot about that upward trajectory. I still see it even after a 38-20 loss. And I know maybe I'm in the minority, that the coach needs to go. This is an embarrassment. It's a disgrace. 2-6 yet again. It's tied for the best first eight games start since 2021, whatever year they went to the playoffs, since that playoff year. Outside of that playoff year, it's tied for the best start of the first eight games of the season for the Giants. Like, 2-6 is typical. The difference is, I feel good about this team, believe it or not. And I feel like they've answered the most important question in the NFL, and they keep answering it every week. Do you have a quarterback? And the answer is yes. And his name is Jackson Dart. But we talked all about it. We talked about the tush push. We talked about the fumble, the penalties that killed him. And, yeah, the devastating injury to Cam Scadaboo. and how it really, you could feel the entire energy being sucked out of the building, sucked out of the team. I shouldn't say sucked out of the building, it was on the road, but you know what I'm saying. Sucked out of the fan base. It was a devastating injury. And he's going to be gone the entire year. And more to the point, since it's no longer about wins and losses, they have to develop this kid. They need to find a way to get him a weapon. You cannot allow him to continue on this season with like Tracy and Slayton. Like, not to knock those guys. Tracy's a fine running back. He doesn't have the same juice that Scadaboo has. It just doesn't. And Tracy had a really good rookie year last year. But he just doesn't have it. Not the same. It's not the same. And you look at this wide receiving core, it's just not good enough. You need to go find him a weapon to help him develop. They got to go out and get somebody in here to give this kid a chance. Somebody could build a rapport with. You're going to need another wide receiver next year anyway, even when even when Neighbors is back. But to lose him and to lose Neighbors right in the middle of trying to progress with this kid, it's a devastating blow. Devastating blow. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Let's get to the calls. Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, how you doing, C-Mac?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying about Dart. You know what I really like about him the most? It's something called intangibles and like just a feel for the game, you know, like instinct. He just,
yes.
When things break down, he does the right thing. You know, that's what you see in the court. The perfect example of that is Mahomes. Like, all the plays he's made
right.
Almost all the time is he throws lefty underhand. Everything he teaches people not to do, you know.
Yeah.
And he, you know, it's like, I don't think there's a person alive that if you wanted to give him the ball with 25 seconds to go, that would be better than Mahomes, you
right.
know?
No, I'm with you. And I know you're not, but we're not comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. But you're right. He seems to be, I've said this a bunch. We say it casually. He's got it. Whatever it is, he's got it. And I would say you're on to what I would best describe, and I'm not saying it's the perfect description, but if someone asked me to describe it, I would say what you're saying. He seems comfortable during chaos. Like that's
exactly.
part of the it factor. Like he could be running for his life, running in three different directions at the same time. And it feels like he's not panicking. It's and not to knock Daniel Jones, because again, he's having a great year. He's having an MVP type season. But all I can tell you is I watched him every single game when Daniel Jones was running for his life. Remember how many times fans say that? How could you say, what do you expect from him? He's running for his life. When he was running for his life, it looked like that. It looked like he was running for his life.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart,
absolutely.
It doesn't, when he's running for his life, it looks like, oh, he's going to go make a play. Like, it just feels different. And Daniel Jones was good with his legs. It still felt different. He's never running for his life. He's running to make a play. He's looking down the field the entire time. And in this game, to be fair, I think it bit him more than it's bitten him in other starts. He got a couple of sacks. He got his bell rung a couple times. He took a couple bad sacks. There was a delay of game, which we've seen, you know, almost in every start. So he's not perfect. He's got to continue to develop. But man, oh man. He just continues to impress, man. This wasn't a flashy game. This wasn't a big-time game. You know, I'm not saying he put up a bunch of great numbers. He's not playing, you know, like, you know, Drake May's putting up big numbers. We just mentioned him. Daniel Jones putting up big numbers, scoring a lot of points. They scored 20 points in this game. He put up 193 passing yards. But just watch him. Just watch him. It's different. Let's go to Paul in Sparta. What's up, Paul?
Hey, C-Mac.
What's up, buddy?
I heard a caller talk about the Rangers,
yes.
And I think we've got to start giving the Devils a little bit of love.
I don't have to do anything.
Come on.
You can feel free, Paul. Go ahead. I'll give you 30 seconds. But I'm just kidding. I mean, look, they're, right now they are as good a team as there is in hockey. They're 8-1. They're 5-0 at home, in complete contrast to the New York Rangers. They developed their number one overall pick. Contrast to the New York Rangers. And right now, they look like an absolute force. So, yeah, I mean, they are a different team right now. And they're putting it together.
Yeah, I know it's early, but, you know, the games that they were losing last year,
right.
This year they seem to find a way to win them. And it's a sign of a good club. You know, these guys, between the Hughes brothers,
mm-hmm.
and Heischer, this new kid, Richie, and Jake Allen's just playing on fire here with Markstrom being out. Been a real, real surprise and a real, I guess, you know, delight here. You know, I've started out life as a Ranger fan, and then through life, yeah, I did. I started life.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that. I was a Ranger fan, and then through life, I became a Devils fan. Wait, watching Stanley Cup victories? You front runner?
No. So I hired a guy to work for me. The guy was a monster, and he was just a real quiet guy. And came in to hand in his resignation one day, and I was really disappointed because he was great at what he did. And he said, "Oh, I'm going back to my old job." And I said, "Oh yeah, what was that?" And he's like, "Oh, I used to be a New Jersey Devil." And he said, "If you ever want to bring your kids to a game, let me know." So I said, you've been working for me for 2 years. How did I not know you were a Devil?" Mm-hmm. And he was just, you know, he was a guy that was, he was a defenseman. He was the heavy. He would go in there and start throwing if he needed to.
Right.
And he, you know, I took my kids to a game. He kidnapped my kids, took them into the locker room, came out with a whole bunch of swag, signed my kids, then took them to the box, Lou Lamoriello's box, between the first and second period, and they're eating ice cream, waving at me and my wife in the cheap seats. My kids are sitting in the GM's box. And ever since then, I started following them. And just a fun organization to watch at that time. And, of course, suffered through the last couple of years.
Right. You know, it's funny, Paul, because I mocked you for saying, you know, life brought you to the Devils. And I didn't think you could give me a story that would make me change my mind. And then you didn't. Don't give me that crap. I don't care. Oh, your kids got some ice cream? You changed. I'm just kidding. look, I get it. Look, right now, as far as all that, I appreciate that you switched your fandom. I have a tough time with that. But this time, when you're a kid, you're still making decisions when you're a kid. But once you pick a team, you stick with the team. But right now they are the point leader in the Eastern Conference in the East, tied with Utah as the overall point leaders in the NHL. They are 5-0 at home. They have won 8 in a row. Hughes is playing like a Hart Trophy winner. They are a force right now. I mean, believe it or not, the Penguins have got off to a good start after beating the Rangers opening day. They're, you know, supposed to have a down year. They've gotten off to a good start. And right now, you look at the standings, 10 games in. And by the way, the Rangers have played at least one more game than everybody else in the Metropolitan Division. But in those 10 games for the Rangers, they are 3-5-2, and they have the least amount of points. They are in dead last, 10 games in. Dead last. And I'll be honest, I pushed back on the narrative. Like, within a couple of games, it felt like every Ranger fan, I know Marash, was anti what's going on, wanted the coach fired 2 games in and all that nonsense. And I pushed back. I'm like, hey, they're not playing that poorly. They're sound defensively. They're just not scoring. It happens. You know, they played I thought they had the better of the game against Edmonton. They lost the game, but I thought they were the better team. I think you could have made that case against the Capitals, too, but the last two have been absolutely atrocious. They've lost to the two worst teams in hockey. You could argue that San Jose hadn't had a win yet, and the Calgary Flames only had one. They gave the Sharks their first win, and they gave the Flames their second. The Flames have a negative 14 goal differential. That's the Calgary Flames beat the Rangers 5-1 and still have a minus 14 goal differential. They had an 18 goal differential 9 games in. How is that possible? And they wiped the floor with the Rangers. Tough go of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right. 4:30. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Just a half hour left on this Monday morning as we take you to the warm show at 5. You know, the Knick game was, it was a frustrating game. Look, I think they're better than Miami. They didn't play well in this game. They shot, 53 pointers? Like, and that's what the difference, like, we've seen the difference in the coaching styles, right? We've talked about it, the amount of bench that they roll out. He wants to put up 43s a game. He wants to take 20 foul shots a game. They were able to take the 20 foul shots a game, and they did. They put up 43s. They put up 54 three-pointers. 54. I think it's tied for the most in franchise history. Last year, they were one of the lesser teams. They're at the bottom of the league in three-pointers put up. He made that an emphasis, to take more threes. And the problem with that is, on nights where just none of them are falling, I mean, OG Anunoby, 4 of 12. Karl Anthony Towns, 2 of 8. Bridges hit 3 of 5. Brunson, 5 of 11. Not bad. Brunson was the only one that had a good game. 37 points. It felt like he could kind of score at will at times, especially in the first half. He played very well. And then the bench had one hit 3. No Deuce McBride for personal reasons, but... Yabusele, 0 for 4. Clarkson, 0 for 4. And Clarkson had a miserable shooting night. 2 for 11. Couldn't hit the water if he fell out of a boat. He was just miserable last night. Josh Hart, 0 for 2. Landry Shamet, 0 for 4. Tyler Kolek, 1 for 4. So that's 4, 8, 10, 14, 18. 1 of 18 for 3 from the bench. I know the bench typically plays better at home. You can't shoot 1 of 18 from downtown and expect to win. They shot 27% from behind the arc. and only 38 from the field altogether. So you like, that's just, if you're going to play that style, they don't have a ton of great shooters on this team, but they're going to put up all these threes. And defensively, they were beat by a couple of guys who had big nights. You know, Norman Powell had a big night, 29 points. But hey, look, it's the third game. They won the first two games against top quality opponents, or at least we'll see. I mean, I know the Celtics are completely different and the Cavaliers were banged up a little bit, but so were the Knicks. A disappointing loss, but you're seeing the style of play change. They're rolling out the bench. They're shooting a ton of threes. Last night, it hurt them. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Let's get to the calls. Jason in Newark. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Chris. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you, buddy?
First things first, your show is hands down one of the best shows on this station because you talk sports, you talk a little personal, and you keep it honest. I love you for that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Second thing, I went to the game yesterday. I haven't been to a game in 20 years. Eagles-Giants. I
really?
Got to give it up to the Eagles fans. When Scadaboo got hurt, all of them took a deep breath. Everybody waited, and everybody felt bad for that kid. So I got to – nobody, you know, like usually I'm used to the 90s where, get out of here, go die, you know. But everybody was great. Great fans in Philly. I got to give it up to them, man. I just wanted to call and let you know.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, I remember the last – I remember when I was with, you know, Craig and Evan having the debate about going. We spent like all week talking about, would you bring your kids to Philadelphia for the playoff game? Would you, you know, these are the same. They threw snowballs at Santa Claus and, you know, everything else. And sure, there's reason to be, you know, to have some trepidation about it. But that's good to know. And you could tell they were all standing and applauding him as he got carted off the field. That's a devastating injury. Nobody likes to see that. Nobody likes to see that. And it was ugly. I'm glad they didn't show it on TV. Not enough networks do it. It's ugly. Now, he's had the surgery already, and hopefully he's back next year. But to lose Neighbors and Scadaboo, it just feels like you get this. You get Jackson Dart playing this way. Cam Scadaboo has been part of that. That has just completely changed the team. You have a young, talented, superstar wide receiver looking to really have that second year and stamp who he is. And you lose him early on. You still manage to win games without him. You have Cam Scadaboo doing what he's doing. And to lose both for this kid, it's devastating. It's devastating. It really is. And that's why I'm big on going to get somebody. Now, prep, you know, I mean, you'd like it to be with someone who has control next year because they're going to need another wide receiver next year. They're going to need more playmakers. You can get him in the draft. I get that. But, and you can get him in free agency. We'll see. But if there's a guy available right now, I think you got to do something to help this kid develop still. Like, I can't have him thrown to nobodies. Let's go to Rob in Groton. What's up, Rob?
C-Max, how's it going tonight?
Good, Rob. Hey, how morning. Are you? It's going well. The night, morning, I make the same mistake. I got you.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, okay, look. A couple takeaways from today's game, all right? Mm-hmm. Or yesterday's game. Okay, number one, at least we know Jackson Dart, when he's under a new coach, well, his talent is going to be transferable because he's not a gimmick quarterback. Because, honestly, his current coaching situation is only going to lead him into a world of despair and a broken career. And number two is, I think that the Joe Shane experiment of the new identity with the defense has got to be called now an epic failure, including, I think, everybody on that defensive team right now is a complete bum, including the washed-up Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence is he's a scrub, C-Mac. And, in the injuries – you know what? As far as next year, I'm worried about Cam and Malik. They're not going to be ready for next year, so they're going to have to replace them next year. So these players aren't really going to be ready until 2027.
We don't know that.
So,
You're making a lot of assumptions, Rob. You are.
Well, yesterday, I know.
You're
yesterday
angry.
Was really bad.
You're angry.
Yeah, I am angry about that. But as far as Joe Shane goes, he's a bum.
and everybody else on that, the coaching staff, all bums, and Shane Bowen, how he can look himself in the mirror and not feel guilty about spending the money that the New York Giants give him. I mean, he should be giving his money back. He should be going to John Mara tomorrow morning begging him to give him his money back, because it's nothing but a money grab. The Giants
that's not a money grab. He was hired to do a job. He's not doing it very well. I'll agree with you on that. You're angry. I get it. I'm tired of losing too. But I mean, Dexter Lawrence has been one of the best defensive tackles in the game for a couple years now. He's had a lousy start to the year. I don't disagree. Now he's coming off the injury, getting into game shape, which, you know, for guys as big as him might be tougher than you think. I'm not ready to call him washed up and a bum. That's a little premature. And again, I don't know why everyone is so convinced. I mean, I know they've lost. I get it. They've lost the last couple of years. Do you think this team is really that good? Do you? Like, he took the first team to the playoffs and won a road playoff game. And now he's working with this quarterback and it's working. Why do we think, like, right now he's playing well? Why would this coaching staff lead Jackson Dart into some sort of abyss? Like, I don't understand why we're so sure that Brian Daboll is going to be like the worst thing that could happen to the team. I know they've lost some games. I get it. I know they've lost a lot of games, right? They're 5-20 in their last 25. That's bad. That's bad. Me, no math. Very bad. But to me, I'm sorry. They're 2-3. That's how I view it. The world stopped and began to spin in the opposite direction in week 4. That's it. It's a new world. It's a new world. They're 2-3. 2-3. And the quarterback is playing great. What makes you think he's going? Like, I don't get it. Why? Like, we hate the coach so much, we refuse to give him any credit for how the quarterback's playing. If you don't think that matters, fine. If you think it's unimportant, or if you think he could play well with any coach, like, I don't understand that thought process. Like, if you want to say it doesn't matter, losses are losses, it's too much, I can't take it. But you got to admit, he's helped. Like, don't just tell me the coach has nothing to do with it. It's not fair. Because if the quarterback sucked right now, all of you'd be, oh, some quarterback whisperer. So, like, it's either the quarterback has it or he doesn't. If you say, hey, he's just got it, anyone could coach it. Well, if someone's terrible, then they're terrible and not anyone could coach it. It's... Look at what he's done. Look at how Jackson Dart is playing. Look at the confidence at which he is playing inside this offense. Why would you want to change it? You kept him around for this specific thing, and it's working. I've said it a bunch. I'm not going to say it anymore after this. Rookie, this is a new rebuild. They gave Shane and Daboll another chance at the rebuild. Year one, developed the core. This is the plan of rebuilds. When you draft a quarterback specifically, year one, develop the quarterback. Year two, be a playoff contender or a playoff team. Year three, be a championship contender. That's the plan. Develop, playoff, champion. That's the plan. Develop, win, win big. That's the hope. How can you argue the year one development isn't a total smashing success? Now, the whole thing isn't a success, but the basic element of what this season becomes when they go to the quarterback at 0-3 in week 4, the season becomes developing the quarterback. That's what it becomes. You don't have to like it. And maybe you don't agree, but that's what it is. That's what it is. And I know last year it wasn't for Washington. 2 years ago it wasn't for Houston. They were able to win while they were doing that. I get it. And this team hasn't. But it's mainly about developing the quarterback. And this coach is doing a great job of it. 888-808-1019. And I just think, you want to fire him? Go ahead. It's so easy. Oh, whoever comes in could just take over. You sure? Maybe. Maybe. If you guarantee me someone, like if this Pittsburgh season falls apart and you want to bring in Mike Tomlin, I'm in. Like if you want to go get if this season falls apart, now he's lying about practices with Lamar Jackson. If John Harbaugh feels like the time is over in Baltimore and wants to come coach Jackson Dart, I'm open to it. Outside of that, like you want to bring in some coach who's never coached before, but he's an offensive coordinator, and you just like, or you want to bring in someone else. You want to let John Mara go take a look and pick someone else. Okay, but for me, this guy was allowed to stay to pick this quarterback. This guy was allowed to stay to develop this quarterback, and it's a rousing success.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Tomorrow, as usual, full week. Back with you tomorrow, 2 a.m. after Monday Night Football and after Keith. And then a five-hour midnight ride on Wednesday. We'll have some World Series games to react to. I haven't talked too much about Yamamoto. My goodness, what a performance. Really, both pitchers pitched incredibly well. The Dodgers do enough offensively to take game two. Yamamoto with the complete game. Back-to-back complete game starts in the postseason. I mean, that's just, it's unheard of these days. He's been incredible. And it's frustrating knowing that these two teams, the Yankees and the Mets, were both in on him. But he wanted to be a Dodger. There's a lot of guys in the Japanese market this year. We'll see exactly what happens with them. But, man, oh, man, he is just... That was an incredible performance.
Merriman said people wrote him off because he struggled within, like, his first five starts.
Yes. Yes.
Good times.
Good times. No, I mean, he looks like he's worth every penny. He threw a complete game in the World Series against a team that everyone says their approach makes it impossible to go deep into the game.
What is it, retired 20 straight hitters?
Man, oh, man. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. 888-808-1019. Let's get to, we'll do more of the World Series as we go along. Eddie in Rockland, what's up, Eddie?
Hey, Chris, what's happening, man? Hey. First, I'd like to say sorry about Cam Scataboo. I hope he recovers quickly, gets back quickly. Yep. But, you know, you said a whole bunch, throw a whole bunch of names out. The problem of coaches, the problem with it is the Maras or the Tishes, whatever. You know, let me ask you a question. The question is, if they're selling 10% of the team for $100 million at a $10 billion asset, okay, what makes you think that they're going to dig in their pockets and pay anything above the bare minimum for coaches? They are surely, there's a problem with money, right?
No.
If they're always getting the cheapest coaches and they're looking to sell 10% of the team, wouldn't you say there's a money problem?
No. Well, I mean...
Why not?
Well, because typically these... Well, the reason you get the 10% is to look to spend the money. Like it's a revenue stream to put money into the team. That's how other teams have used it. They're not going to pocket that money and, you know, build a, go buy a yacht. That money is.
I know, but if you need to draw from the team, you don't have money to pay for the top coaches.
Well,
Pittsburgh coach.
Yeah.
They don't have money for the Heat.
Yeah, they have money. I think they would have money for that. Sure. I think they would.
Nah.
Tiki talked about this. Many teams do it because it's a way to use that money that, you know, from the team.
Well,
that
let's see. They never interviewed the big. What was the last time the Jets or the Giants interviewed the top names out there?
Who are the top names? Vrabel? Like, Vrabel went to New England, but who are the top names? Like, the top names are the coordinators.
Sean Payton.
Yeah, they happen every once in a while. They don't happen that often. They weren't in the position to do it.
Oh, come on, Chris.
They weren't.
The Jets let every good quarterback go right underneath their nose, okay? You don't see this as an owner problem?
No, I don't think John Mara's done a great job. I would be the first to admit it. That's why I'd rather keep Dable than go ask John Mara to make another hire.
All right, don't you think that, you know, with they have a salary cap on the players, they should also have a minimum on spending money on coaches?
No.
You know, when some teams can spend $3 million and some people can spend $20 million, there's a big disadvantage.
Yeah, I don't really understand the money in the coaches. Like, I don't think it's about cheap coaches. They want to hire the right coaches. If the right coach is available, again, the timing hasn't always worked, but yeah, I agree. They could have looked at different coaches. Ralph in Waterbury. What's up, Ralph?
Good morning, Chris. I spend about an hour with you every morning. I like the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, the coaches, that's so far off the mark, I think. But you were talking about three years to a Super Bowl. I think that's a high mark. You know, but
to a Super Bowl, but to be a team that you believe could be in the Super Bowl. Develop the quarterback, playoff contender, championship contender.
I agree. 150%. And even the playoff contender next year might be a little. But there's other, you know, they got to work on other parts of the team as well while they're bringing this kid along.
Of course.
We got the right quarterback. We're on the right path. It's just the losses hurt. Always hurt.
Yeah.
But it's part of where we're going.
I got to be quick with you, Ralph. We got to get to the other calls. But, yeah, I don't disagree. Of course, you got to continue to build up the team. And the benefit of having your franchise quarterback on a rookie contract is the exact reason why. Like, you get to spend money on other things while you have a cheap quarterback on a rookie deal. Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Oh, man, what a night. Hey, real quick with the World Series. It's Scherzer and Bieber. Nah, God, I got no faith.
Yeah, I think
this is going to be ugly.
I don't know if they get back to Toronto. I'm with you.
Yeah, the Scatterboot thing is horrendous. There's no doubt about it. But defensively, you know, they've given up 75 points or whatever it is in five quarters.
Yep.
I mean, and I understand that Adebo's out in Holland. We talked about that.
Yep.
But the rest of the team is just horrendous. They have no edge defense. They have no packages. They don't blitz. When was the last time you saw a safety blitz? This is an absolute disgrace. The chunks of yards that they've given up. I mean, you could say what you want. Carter's been okay with the run. I see nothing. Thibodeau, I don't know. He got three sacks. Dexter hasn't had a sack. And yeah,
well, the problem is their lack of a run game makes it hard to. They don't put teams in position to be nothing but like the passing down. Third and longs are very hard to come by when you can't stop the run.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like they're not putting teams in position to have to throw the ball all that much. They really don't have leads, and they can't stop the run. So the sack numbers are naturally going to be lower than you'd hope.
Yeah, I think to a point, that's true, Chris, but it's been really, really too low. The defense has not come up at all.
No,
so
I agree.
Dart is the answer. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, but goodness gracious, we're back to square one again. Yeah. Like I wanted to.
No, I know. It feels, but look, I don't think it's square one when you have Jackson Dart. You're a step ahead of the game. John in Brooklyn, what's up, John?
Two words, Chris. Nick Mangold.
Yeah, very sad.
I have. I've been a Jets fan since Joe Willie days. You know, like you know, '69. I was there. I watched it. Unbelievable. I have not bought a Jets jersey in about 30, 40 years. The last one I had was number 33, and I don't even remember the player's name. I'm gonna buy a 74 Jets jersey. And I'm gonna wear it proudly from now on.
Yeah. No, he was a great one. There's no doubt about it. He was a. He gave you the appearance of being a laid-back, fun-loving, right? He had the Ring of Honor. He cracked open a Bud Light. Like, he just, that's what he seemed like a guy you'd want to have a beer with, seemed like a guy you'd want to hang out with. And he was one hell of a player. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame talent. And he was a great Jet. He was the heart and soul of the team, as Coach Glenn said in his press conference yesterday when he talked about how he was a scout during that time period and how important he was to that team. You heard I played the Rex Ryan comments about him going to Rex injured and saying, I still want to play today because I want to play. You know, he wanted to play for him. He was a stand-up guy. He's a great player. And 41 is just, I mean, again, it hits home for me personally because I am 41. You know, it's scary. It's scary. It's devastating. You knew it was bad when he put out the letter asking, you know, for anyone to step forward. That's a last resort type thing. And then to find out a week later, just terrible. Very, very sad. Very, very, very sad. Great player, great guy. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. The callers get an extra thank you, though. You come first. Thanks to Fleegs on the other side. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 2 a.m. We'll still be talking football. We'll get into some other things as well. I'll be on after Monday Night Football and after Keith at 2. The warm-up show is next. Enjoy the rest of your Monday as we get the week started. And yes, I believe in Dable, and I believe in this quarterback despite the losses. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.